Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well, and last week you left us with a challenge. Please end the suspense.
Yes, I said take the phrase red tag sale. Rearrange the letters to spell a two-word phrase, five letters in both words, that names things you might get at such a sale. What are they?
Well, what are they?
Well, if you rearrange those letters, you can spell great deals.
Aha. Well, we have a great deal today.
That's right. It's our first show of 2014, and we're starting the year off right with another special guest answerer. Jason English is the editor-in-chief, digital, for the absurdly awesome magazine Mental Floss.
Before joining Mental Floss in 2007, Jason was a mediocre copywriter, his words, not ours, for several New York ad agencies, and he also created the board game Split Decision. Jason English, welcome.
Thank you for having me, guys.
All right, Jason, as you probably know, your last name is a nationality. So this week, we're going to see how much you know about other people whose last names are nationalities.
Excellent.
Noted for works such as the John Harvard statue in Cambridge, Massachusetts, sculptor Daniel Chester French is best known for his sculpture of what U.S. president, which sits in a memorial at one end of the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C.?
The Lincoln Memorial?
Yes, Abraham Lincoln is correct. And there is a rumor that his hands form the sign language letters for A and L, and that is possibly on purpose and possibly not. Nobody is really sure.
Mr. French is well-known to residents here in the WMC listening area. Chesterwood is right nearby.
Oh, okay. In 1988, television producer Diane English created a sitcom starring Candace Bergen as the co-anchor of a fictional news magazine called FYI. What was Bergen's character's name, which was also the title of the show?
That would be Murphy Brown.
That is Murphy Brown. Just So Songs is a collection of 12 stories set to music by composer Sir Edward German in 1903. The source of the stories is a collection written by what British author?
Kipling.
Yes, Rudyard Kipling. And those type of stories are called pourquoi stories, which is French for why.
I think we have a new name for this show.
Pourquoi, as in pourquoi are we doing the show in the first place?
Exactly.
Since 2011, Mark Cuban, the owner of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, has been one of the potential investors who hears pitches from aspiring entrepreneurs on what ABC reality show?
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. And finally, in 1942, mystery writer Cornell Woolrich wrote the short story It Had to Be Murder under the pseudonym William Irish. The story was later used as the basis for what 1954 Alfred Hitchcock film that stars Jimmy Stewart as a man who witnesses a murder from his apartment?
I don't know. I give up.
All right, movie expert Ian, do you know which one this is?
This might be the one time I ever know a Hitchcock film when it counts on this show, and that's Rear Window.
Rear Window is right. Well, with a little help from Ian, Mental Floss's very own Jason English went 4 for 5 this week. You can follow the magazine on Twitter at @mental_floss or follow Jason himself at @EnglishJason. And of course, you can always write to us here at Any Questions at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with an 8-letter word beginning with M that names a nationality. Drop the last letter, and the result will spell the first and last names of a famous TV and radio personality. What is the nationality, and who is the personality?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, we'll get to work on that challenge. First, let's say thank you again to Jason for playing this week. You did a great job.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
And Mike, we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
We will indeed. See you then.